Hello everyone, welcome, it's Steve here. Sorry I'm a bit late with everything, but I've been busy elsewhere. Thank you very much for listening, downloading, subscribing and recommending this podcast. It's very kind of you. I have been reading in the media recently that podcasting is now 20 years old. I'm not sure it was called podcasting or the recordings were known as podcast until about a year later. That's what I read somewhere anyway. I first came across the term podcast in an article I read in about 2004. This article was part of an educational series for students. Students read the articles taken from newspapers or the magazines of the time and then had to answer a series of comprehension questions or find synonyms for certain words or expressions. I'd been teaching English for about 3 years and had developed an interest in combining teaching and learning language with technology, an interest I still have now. This was in a time before smartphones, tablets, YouTube, Facebook, etc. Very primitive times. In my school at the time, we had an old computer at the top of the stairs on the second floor, I think it was, near the cafe. And this computer had an unstable connection. It might have been dial-up then, I can't remember. It was a long time ago. And we had to share, the teachers had to share the computer with the students. It was a while before the teachers received their own computer in the staff room. Even though I'd read articles on podcasting, I still wasn't quite sure what it was. I was still a bit nervous about downloading things from the internet. I remember the first time I downloaded something from the internet. I think it was something for a lesson, a worksheet or something. It was also the same time as a massive power cut in London, similar to the ones they'd been having in New York. As I downloaded my item from the internet, all the lights in my street went out, plus all the lights in my house. I thought I was responsible for the power surge by downloading an exercise sheet. It was quite a while before I downloaded something again. My first podcast were recorded in about 2007. I was experimenting creating a website or a wiki for educational resources for my school department. Part of the resource would be listening activities. So first of all, I needed to make some recordings. They would be short recordings to see if I could upload the digital audio onto the website. I made them short recordings, so if it didn't work out, I hadn't wasted much time. The first two recordings were a poem called Peas and Honey, which I might have mentioned some time ago on this feed. Well, that was the first recording, not the first two recordings. There were two, but that was the first. I asked the principal's PA to record it for me so the students would hear a different voice from mine. She was a very nice lady, so I was sure she would agree to do it. She passed away a few years ago, which was very sad, as she was only 60 or so years old. The other recording I made was to discuss Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's 250th anniversary. Well, the anniversary of his birth. That must have been in late January, early February 2007, if my calculations are correct. They might not be. These particular recordings may be out there on the web somewhere, but I haven't used the websites or wikis in over 10 years, so they could possibly be defunct, deleted, or somewhere lost in cyberspace. I didn't go back to making podcasts until quite a few years after that. By then, podcasts were extremely popular, as they are now, with many celebrities recording their own and creating a large amount of followers. I've only just started listening to podcasts or audiobooks myself, because I go for long walks every day, so I find they're quite nice to listen to. Anyway, back to the point. I started to record podcasts again about 4 years ago. This was for a course I taught called Basic Teaching English to Young Learners, which I'll tell you more about in the next podcast. This course was a short 4-week course. It generally began at the end of July and ended in like the third or fourth week in August, just before the August bank holiday in England. So it was 4 weeks, so it was a condensed course. Anyway, there was not an examination as there were in the longer courses because it was such a short course. And the students, it was summer, so the students wanted to experience trips, outside trips, and the local environment. And I think in some cases they used to get a trip to the theatre in the West End. They did, however, have to hand in assignments and keep a daily journal of their progress in English. They seemed alarmed when I told them that they would have to keep a diary every day. To soften the blow, I'd made a personalised 28-page A4 journal for each student and promised them each day I would make a podcast about the day in school. They didn't have to listen to it, but it was a way of showing them that I could also keep a journal. And I did. I did that every day for the length of the course, which was round about 28 days. Might not be as long, might have been about 24 days. Now, those podcasts do exist, as I've rediscovered them on a podcast platform that I used to use. I'd forgotten that I'd recorded them until I logged in and intended to use this particular platform for a different series of podcast. I was pleased that my students did listen to these podcasts, after a little prompting from me, of course. In fact, the final podcast was made after their final teaching practice. As we were winding up the review of the teaching practice, one of the students suggested we go somewhere afterwards. So therefore, the final podcast was an outside broadcast recorded in a pub garden. And I asked my students to contribute to that podcast, which they did. Now, before you say anything or think anything negative of me, it was the students' idea to go to the pub. Being the good, friendly chap I am, I agreed with their idea. I thought it was a very good idea. Well, that's it for this podcast. Hope to be back with you again next time. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for downloading. Thank you very much for subscribing and recommending this podcast. As I said, it's very kind of you all. Look after yourself, stay safe and well, and as I say, I'll be back again soon. Take care. Thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.